Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinway podcast. Here I am with the broccoli.
Hello everybody.
Mate, people actually think your name is Broccoli.
I know.
Don't they?
Yeah, it's not broccoli anymore.
It's like the brand. The brand has been created.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
The broccoli.
Only going to get bigger.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? In the vegetable patch.
Yeah. Everyone's just going to go to Coles and start buying broccoli.
Yeah.
I'll get a sponsorship with Coles soon.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Give them a call. Great saying I heard recently from Peter, who works with me. You can't earn $1 million income on a minimum wage work ethic. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah.
And like, we all want to earn more money. Everyone does. But it's like, what do you bring? Are you bringing that? And we, how many people do contact us saying, I was on the phone the other night to a girl who wants to start a business and she doesn't know how to actually start.
Yeah.
And you know, there's all these obstacles in your way because going from one thing to another, there is definitely a gap before you get momentum. But it's that sort of, she, well, if we talk about the girl that called me, like, she's been just working a normal job.
Yeah.
She wants to earn more money.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't know how to, though.
Yeah, okay.
And I think a lot of the time saying, I'll go start a business over there, because that will bring more money. It doesn't most of the time.
Yeah,
it doesn't, because it's their well, what that is, their work ethic, their style. But the other thing that I, you know, you see a lot of people on Instagram like, work hard, do this. Like, I get that, but everyone's different.
Yeah.
As well, I think it's working hard, being effective. Like, I've built a reasonable sized company, maybe, I don't know, 150 people. But I have worked really, really hard.
Yeah.
To do that, and have. You know, I earn, you know, good money and whatever else. But for a long time, I earned hardly anything for many, many years. Like, most people wouldn't know, but probably for about 15 years, I didn't earn much at all.
Mm.
And even when we were building the business, I just kept my, what I paid myself just to bare minimum.
Yeah.
Just to invest in the business and build it over time. But my work ethic was, you know, I want to be worth how much profit? Mm.
How much do you want to be worth?
Yeah.
100 million.
100 million. That's the number I want to get to, 100 million. And to do that, like, it's not just hard work, though, but the hard work brings opportunities, for sure. And in, like, we're in real estate, and I think a lot of the time when people do find, it doesn't matter what job it is, but when people find it difficult, I do ask myself, how invested have they been with their time? Like, I saw a thing on Tom Pennell's Instagram yesterday, I think. And this 23-year-old written 1.1 million in fees.
Mm.
But you can see in his energy, he's like, he just wants to win. He just wants to do business. And like, he's very invested, and his energy is very invested in becoming that person.
Yeah. It's like anything, really. When I think of, like, maybe athletes, like LeBron James, everyone thinks of basketball when they think of LeBron James. But it's like, why do they think of LeBron James? He's like, yeah, he's special, but it's because he puts in so much work.
I don't think there is special.
Yeah. That's what I mean. There's nothing. There's no difference between him and a regular basketball player. It's just their work ethic.
Yeah. Hmm. The book Outliers is a great example of that. That studies, like, why people become successful.
Yeah.
And looks at all these different fields, age, time, all of this. And what it proves is opportunity is one.
Yeah.
So if you're a kid, and I saw it with Logan, my own kid, he was the cutoff for the surf comps. He was always like 1 year younger than...
Yeah.
the other kids he was competing with, and you could see the difference in their growth.
Yeah.
Like, he's bigger now, so it'll be less different now, but he's 15.
Mm.
But still, when he was younger, it was hard to compete because the opportunity of time was different. So it's a little bit like, I was going to talk about the timing of real estate, but it doesn't matter. But it's like, when you go up against somebody that's 1 year older than you, or a year and a bit older than you, and you're young, that's a massive difference.
Yeah.
Like, huge. You can sort of try, but they're especially in surfing, but their strength and their growth and their ability, their development is different. But one thing it says is every single person that's become pro or successful or ultra successful, that opportunity of time is one thing, but the work hours is another.
Yeah.
So people may or may not know this, but Bill Gates, people usually don't just, an idea just come to them and then they're all of a sudden, I'm sure that happens over time,
yeah.
but there's usually a lot of lead up to it. So Bill Gates, when they had big mainframe computers and they came out, his school actually got one.
Mm.
I'm sure it's his school. And then what he did is he spent every day, every hour, every whatever, learning programming.
Yeah.
So he spent all of his youth understanding it, and no one else was doing it. Like, well, I'm sure other people were somewhere, but he just wanted to do that. And he became an expert at it. So he put the hours in. And then that led to another opportunity, another opportunity, another opportunity, and you know, yeah, there you go. And he's Bill Gates. Yeah. Great book, Outliers. It's excellent. And it's called the 10,000 hour rule.
Yeah.
And it says that people who become pro, the best of the best, are usually 2,000 or 3,000 hours ahead,
yeah,
of the people who, you know, those ones that are almost pro? Mm. They're that good, but they end up being a coach or yeah, something. Those ones. And then the amateurs, like the ones that sort of don't nearly make it, they're another 2,000 or 3,000 hours less. And what it showed was, since they were a kid, say 4 years old, and they practiced, their practice hours actually increased over the years. So it didn't, they didn't get good enough and then sort of just ease off a bit. They increased and kept going. So like they might practice one afternoon, yeah, you know, as they, when they get to like 8 or 9, and then it goes morning and afternoon, whatever sport it is, it doesn't really matter. Morning and afternoon, and then on the weekends, and then this and that. So by the time they get to about 14 years old, they've hit 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
Whereas the other kids might be 7,000 or 8,000, and that's the difference.
Yeah. There's this quote that I like. It's like the artists, like painters especially, like Picasso and all that. It's like, the greats weren't great because at birth they could paint. The greats were great because they paint a lot. Well, that's what they do. They do it a lot.
They do a
They're
lot.
Not born to paint. They yeah, just paint a lot. And it's like everything.
It's their thing.
Natural ability yeah, is there, I guess. That's how you like, get into something. Like, you just like it, but...
That's it. Yeah. I was going to say, natural ability is your resonance mm, with something. You've got to have a deep resonance with what you do, because when you do that, like, you clicked in. So I think that's where talent comes from. People yeah, say, oh, dude, he's so talented. But, yeah, the talent is, like, it's in the zone.
Mm.
So yeah, it's like you with filming or me yeah, with real estate or whatever it may be. It's when you're in the zone, your talent comes out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's when, like what you're meant to do kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. So that's, well, I think the whole journey of this whole thing is to decide, yeah, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
You know, am I doing the thing that's going to make me smile every day, be totally pumped? No one needs to tell me to be somewhere, do something. It's like I've got that energy source that's just pumping along. That's the number one thing. Am I doing that?
Yeah.
If that's yes, the money's going to come.
Yeah.
Now you just need to invest all the hours that you can in winning the race.
Yeah.
You know, and like I can only reference real estate because that's all I know so much. Yeah. But with real estate, so many people get into it, I think, because of the money.
100%.
And they're like, oh, I'm going to earn this much money. Yeah. Oh, this is what I'm going to do. Yeah, that's cool. That's part of it. But like that was the last thing on my mind for so many years. Because I just enjoyed the process of it. Like, I enjoyed getting up and finding listings and prospecting and building a business and, you know, recruiting people and all that sort of stuff. Like, it was really exciting to me. Mm. And it still is. Really, really exciting. I mean, I'm in here.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone to you all the time. Yeah. The motivation is unlimited.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like, if you're doing this one thing, then no one knows why you're doing it and everyone thinks it's stupid that you're doing it, but deep down you know why you're doing it and you still do it regardless of what other people think. I think at the end of the day, that's the thing you need to pursue.
Yeah, it's that inside thing. Mm. You know, sometimes people think, I'll go do a uni degree.
Mm.
And the uni degree is like, they almost don't know what they're going to study, but I'm going to do a good degree because yeah, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
And they go do it, and so many people don't use their uni degree. You know why? Because they never should have done it in the first place. It was never their purpose. It was what they thought they should do.
Yeah.
They would have been better off leaving in year 10 and going and starting work on something that absolutely fires them up and has so much passion and invested the next 5 years equal to a uni degree and year 12, invested that time, and they would be leading the pack.
Yeah,
they would be on their journey to success. So the real question is, are you burning with passion inside?
Mm. Yeah. It's like, for me with video, I know that it's what I wanted to do because when I first started doing it, it was the most unrewarding thing ever. I didn't get any reward from it. Like, I'd post a video and no one would really see it. And it's like, I got no reward from it. And it's like, I said to myself, why am I, the fact that I'm still doing this for no reward, it just must be the fact that I love it. Yeah. So I was like, I have to make this a reality. I have to get a job from this. I have to do something from this. And I just kept working towards it.
Yeah, totally. And then the hours, like putting the hours in, you know, building that $1 million income it's a given. Like, it's a given. But the work ethic comes because of that. Like, when you link that with the hours, like, it's almost like the hours take care of themselves because you're clicked in with passion in the zone and purpose and all of that sort of stuff. But when you, it's like, you can almost feel it coming. Like, you know how I talk about 100 million all the time? And I don't care if people know about it, but like, only worth 100 million. From then, I don't know where. But it's like, that 100, I know it's coming.
Exactly.
I can feel it. Yeah. Like, it's coming. It's on its way. Doesn't matter if it's right here, right now, but I know it's coming. It's sort of like, in my mind, it's like, it's already done. It's there. Yes.
That's the thing. There's this book by Napoleon Hill where he went around and he interviewed like 500 of the world's richest people.
Thinking Gravage.
Yeah. Mm. And all of them, he said what all of them had in common was just faith that it's going to work out.
Totally.
And they just knew.
Yeah.
If they just stick on their path, it's going to work out.
Yeah. It's like these podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't even know why we do these podcasts. Yeah, exactly. I just know we need to do them.
Yeah.
And it's just part of the puzzle that as you go, and you build it as you go. Like, you can't sit there and work out a business plan for the next 5 years. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, next week could be totally different. But you got to roll with it. Does it feel right? Does it not? And I run my whole day like that. Does it feel right? Does it not? You can plan all you want.
Yeah.
The best plan in the world will not get you there. The best instincts in the world will.
Yeah.
Combine it with a bit of purpose. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
So you want $1 million income. You can't bring a average work ethic. The only reason you're bringing an average work ethic is you're not fired up.
No.
You're just not in tune. That's the bigger question here.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So I don't have much else to talk about today, bro.
That's it. As you said at the start, like, start small and just grow.
Start small, finish big. What does that mean? If you want to start a business and you're thinking, like the girl called me the other day, it's like, if you want to start, like, decide on what it is you want. She didn't even know what she wanted to do. She didn't know what it, like, find, if it's candles and you like candles, like Peter Alexander and pajamas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who would go, oh, I want to make pajamas now?
Exactly.
And it's that if pajamas are your thing and it resonates within you, you go start a business in pajamas, but start real small.
Yeah. Have you heard this thing by Will Smith? I heard it, and as soon as I heard it, I was just like, wow. Yeah, it's one of those things where you just have goosebumps straight away. But it was in this book that I read, and like, Will Smith and his younger brother are at home once, and his dad comes in, and his dad just knocks down this brick wall. And he goes to his younger brother, and Will's like, I want you to rebuild that wall. And they had no experience in how to build anything. And they're like, that's impossible. And he's like, no, I want you to do it. Don't care how long it takes you, just rebuild that wall. And they basically, it took him a year and a half, they rebuilt it. And what Will Smith said is the biggest thing he learned is, like, you don't set out to build a wall. You set out to put that first brick down. You come back the next day, you put the next brick down. And then eventually, inevitably, you'll have a wall. And it's just that simple. So that's what I think people need to realize.
That's how I've built my career.
Start small.
One phone call at a time.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, broccoli.
All right, end of the week.
See you, everyone.
See ya.